It's very hard to tell. We've just hit the water. It was very hard to tell what altitude we were at, but we've crashed the airplane. It's 930 feet. It seems clear that flying into that methane caused enough confusion in the instruments and with Thomas that he ended up crashing the plane.
The experiment suggests that eruptions of methane could cause a plane to crash at low altitudes. And sink a ship. But how much methane hydrate activity is there in the Bermuda Triangle? Scientists who study the Atlantic claim there's nothing special about the region when it comes to gas.
There's no reason to believe that this particular area would be any more prone to methane hydrate release than anywhere else.
And oceanographers strongly believe that the methane necessary to cause a plane or boat to disappear is firmly trapped beneath the ocean's floor.
There's no evidence that would link the release of methane from methane hydrates to the disappearances of ships or airplanes. They're extremely stable. You have to raise the temperatures or drop the pressures to make the methane hydrates unstable. And we see no evidence of that within, you know, the last several thousand years.
The possibility of methane hydrate as an explanation for doing in a great ship like the Cyclops, for example, that seems to me hypothetically possible. But how likely would that be? Very, very, very unlikely. Particularly accurate asteroid hitting the ship would be about the same nature, I think. Asteroids exist. They could knock out a ship. Why isn't anybody talking about asteroids?
The methane hydrate theory's bubble has been burst. But what else explains the Bermuda Triangle's disappearances? Greg and Laura Little hope to find one of the lost planes in the depths of the Atlantic.
Once we started doing it, we realized why the Bermuda Triangle is such a mystery. And it's because it's difficult to do any investigation at all. And it's a vast, unexplored area.